Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
The following podcast is not real. There are no fantastical dimensions. No, you shut up. Now, swing open the hangar doors of your mind's eye and let that dream zeppelin take wing while I make lunch.
From the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, it's all right. Here's what you need to know. About a year and nine-ish months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through that dimensional rift, and I use it to upload a podcast that you're listening to right now.
Is there a name for the Wi-Fi signal?
Is there a name for the Wi-Fi signal?
You said sometimes signals have names.
It says BK maybe with a question mark after it.
Huh.
So I'm thinking that's from the Burger King.
Maybe
question mark. And I use that to upload this podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined as always by my co-host, my buddy, Usador, the Light of Blue.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiengyalak.
Fiengyalak.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoinius Maestar. Oh, and there may be other names. Names of such portent and power that if I dared utter them aloud, that the very grass would jump out of the ground and run away.
What name is that does that?
The grassy one.
Yeah, what's the grassy one?
The grassy one?
Yeah, what's the grassy name? Oh, that's the name, the grassy one.
Yes.
Oh.
Grassy one.
I'm going to look out the window.
Shh, don't say too loud.
Yeah, some of the grass ran away.
Yes.
Holy cow.
They know who they're dealing with.
And I'm also joined by...
Who else? Who do we have?
Chunt.
Oh,
you,
me.
Chunt.
Me. It's
the
me.
King of
baby.
The Badgers.
Yeah. Well, there's a little asterisk next to that now.
Uh-oh.
I had a talk with my fellow Badgers, with my subjects, and we...
They're not happy with you.
They're not happy. We came to a mutual agreement that they are going to pack up and leave, so they have left the kingdom. They're going to start a new kingdom somewhere else in the realm. So I am a king, you know... King, table for one.
Wait.
Kingdom for one.
So every other badger left and left you here?
They all left. I remain a king because I do have a subject, which is myself.
Uh-huh.
So I rule over myself. So I'm king of the badger.
But a king lives to serve his people, to protect them and to make sure that they are well and healthy.
Yes. Technically, yes. But...
Not a great king.
This is boys' year. If we remember, this is boys' year.
That's true. Boys' year.
And we're going to be a little more active. We're going to try and get stuff done.
Boys' year, yeah.
So, I decided to, let bygones be bye-byes and,
Yeah.
And
how far away did they go?
I don't know.
I thought you were the king of all the Badgers of Foon.
I thought so, too. But they made it clear that they are leaving and starting a new kingdom. So I don't know what to tell you.
This is a good opportunity to perhaps... make a change in your life, Chunt. Think about that.
Oh, and literally change into a different animal by sleeping with it?
Yes, we're about to leave on our quest in 4 weeks' time. And in those 4 weeks, you could become a bear or a crocodile or some animal more helpful on a quest.
No, Usador is right. We're going to leave Hog's Face and travel to defeat the Dark Lord in 4 weeks. So what can you do to, up the stakes.
I feel like I've gotten super comfortable with being a badger, you know, and I've been a crocodile. I've been a bear. I've been, you know, Brett the engineer. I've been all these different things, and I feel like, you know, I'm just really comfortable with being a badger.
John, here's my question. Are you not going to have sex with anything now?
Here's my statement. I don't know if I still got it. I think I lost my groove.
You lost your groove?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is the worst thing that could have happened. If Chunt doesn't have it on the quest, then the quest is doomed! Doomed!
Wait, is it that important that he has his groove?
No!
Usidar! How important to our quest to defeat the Dark Lord is Chunt's ability to have sex with people?
Oh, I just thought he meant like it's like charm and like, no, that doesn't matter. We're fine.
Oh, okay. Oh, phew.
Yeah.
Boys here.
Well, I have been actually preparing for our quest. I know we're leaving in 4 weeks. And I've been thinking like...
From this point on, can we just say a month?
A month?
Instead of saying 4 weeks?
I guess so. I mean, a month is technically not always exactly 4 weeks. I mean, maybe it's different on Foon. Is a month always exactly 4 weeks?
You know, I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to find ways I can help on the quest. You're right. A month is not always 4 weeks, but I'm trying to find ways I can help because I'm not an alligator or a bear. I'm a king of the badger.
King of the badger. Yeah.
You still have all your commiserate titles?
What?
All the titles, all the honors bestowed upon you as king.
Yeah, and anybody I made an honorary badger or knights in badger service, you're still those roles.
That'll help out.
Right? That'll help. That's great. You're a badger, and you got a little crown on your head. That's going to be really helpful. You're great, Chunt.
Thank you.
You're doing great.
And also, I have been working all week to figure out what we're going to do when we leave on this quest. You know, we're probably... This podcast is still going to probably be very helpful to the quest.
What? We're going to waste our time with this still?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I've been working on, like, I've been tying these microphones onto ropes that we can tie around our necks so that we can, like, it can be kind of mobile. We can take them with us on the quest and still do the podcast from the road. On our quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
Is that why the sheet of paper says micro ropes?
Yeah.
You're calling them micro ropes?
Micro ropes.
Yeah. It's not very catchy.
But it does describe what we're doing.
Here's what I was thinking. We should do a test run. Let's all tie these microphones around our neck.
Okay.
Let's bring a couple extra ones just in case. Okay. You never know.
Yeah. All right.
And
here, I'll put two around me. Make mine a little tight.
All right. And you know what? To test it out, let's go to the dungeon.
Wait, we're leaving the tavern?
We're going to leave the tavern.
Can you walk?
Let's go to the dungeon, guys.
Hold on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
We're going to go to the dungeon.
Let's go to the dungeon.
Do you know how much I love dungeon crawling?
How much do you love dungeon crawling?
It's my favorite thing to do. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
And look, I'm wearing the t-shirt that one of our fans sent in. The one that says,
shut up, let's go.
I'm questing for the lunar sword.
Great, let's go. Okay. I've never worn a t-shirt that says what I'm doing, and I still manage to accomplish quite a bit.
I'm just saying it'll be extra awesome if I get the lunar sword while I'm wearing this t-shirt that says I'm questing for the lunar sword.
I don't know if I've seen you in some time now, maybe 4 weeks-ish. I don't know if I've seen you get out of that chair. I thought you were FDR.
What?
I thought you were FDR.
What does that mean?
Fucking done running.
I mean, true. Definitely true.
But now you're on your feet.
Let's go, baby.
Well,
first of all, I didn't say we're going to run there.
Oh.
Let's just walk there.
Come on, let's go. Let's
okay,
go.
Let's go. All right.
All right. Goodbye, Blemish.
Good riddance.
Bye, Blemish.
This is Blemish's
time. Don't do anything evil while we're gone.
Mundle, you wait here. Should we leave Mundle behind?
Yeah, Mundle. Sorry, buddy.
Now, it's right over here. This is the quickest way in. Do you go to the main entrance, or do you go to this little side entrance right near the tavern?
Oh, there were... Hold on, what? There's a side entrance right by the tavern?
Yeah, it's behind this tree right here, if you lift up
this
hatch. Go down. Ah, here we are.
Wow.
Wonderful.
You ever gone down the hatch before?
I haven't. No, down the hatch.
Yeah. Caliph Lichtenkama.
Whoa, light.
A little light for us. There we go. Let's see.
And don't forget down here, I think there's some sort of like little rock or something we have to push every 36 hours or I can't remember what it is.
But what if we get lost?
Figure it out.
Pushing the button on the hatch is my least favorite part of the dungeon.
Oh, sorry, gentlemen. You have to wait there for a second. Guys!
Blex!
Blex! Ah!
Collect the skeleton.
Now, we are here to do some dungeon crawling, so do you want to battle?
Nope, but hold on. Legally, I have to read this to you.
Okay, all right.
Dear dungeon crawlers, to those of you about to assume this task, once you pass these yellow footprints, what's happened to you in the dungeon is your responsibility, not the responsibility of the dungeon owner or the responsibility of the staff.
Oh. Okay.
I need a verbal commitment of affirmative to that.
I agree.
Okay. I agree.
Yarp.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys. Now, how you been?
Is Yarp legally binding?
I'm trying to get away with something here.
We've been wonderful, Clax. It's good to see you.
Oh, good to see you, too. Oh, hey, if you see a rib bone anywhere, it's probably mine.
Oh.
A barbarian came through and here just trucked me last week, and I'm still piecing the stuff back together.
Sure,
so.
Yeah. That can be brutal.
Oh, so... Dungeon crawling for you all?
Clax.
Phenomenal.
We're coming for the Lunar Sword.
We're going to go for it. This isn't just like...
Going for broke?
We're not just in here like sightseeing. We're going to get the Lunar Sword today.
Guys, that's big time bingo, you realize.
Oh, we do know. But we finally have a party put together. We're not doing it on our own. A wizard, a magical creature, and a...
A guy with a t-shirt that says... I'm questing for the Lunar Sword.
Probably like a bard or a jester. I'm not sure how you categorize him.
I think the t-shirt says Lunasaur, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
I only recently realized... I don't know if that was intentional by the person that printed it up.
We are looking for the Lunar Sword, right?
Yeah, it says I'm questing for the Lunasaur.
Clax, you know if there's a Lunasaur as well?
Oh, yeah. They're just little commemorative ones you can get at the gift shop. Anyone can buy a Luna sword.
Oh, I see.
It takes a little doing.
Gotcha. I didn't know if it was like the Lunar Sword's for men, Luna is for women. I didn't know if it was that kind of thing.
Oh.
But it's just like smaller ones at the...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's just, yeah.
Well,
just...
you know what? If this doesn't work out today, Arnold, I'll buy you one of those little Luna swords.
Oh, you'll love it. Yeah, you'll love it.
There's also no apostrophe in the I'm. And there's no way this is an extra, extra large. But regardless, thank you for whoever sent it in.
I think it's all right. You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Also, be careful as you go down. The first couple of levels were lousy with badgers right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, motherfuck.
They didn't go far at all.
They're just hiding from you, I think.
Those piece of shit fucking badgers.
I don't want to see them right now. Should I leave? I don't want to see them.
No, Chunt, this is a quest for all of us.
Fine.
Well, they're going to feel like idiots when you have the Lunar Sword. They're going to respect you.
Well, Leo, can I talk to you straight for a second?
Yeah.
Now, you can bypass us a few levels in the dungeon, right? We've been friends for a long time. We've been coming back here over and over. And perhaps we can just bypass those badgers. And what do you say? What do you say you join the quest with us?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't stand a chance.
Oh, Clax.
I wouldn't stand a chance. I'm cannon fodder. I'll go with you, but throw me at something and then keep on going.
That is exactly what I planned.
Oh, yeah,
do.
I'm game. I'm game. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I'm serious. If you want to bypass some stuff, we can, but there is sort of a logic to the build of it all, you know? Like, there is kind of a little foreplay to it a little bit.
Okay. Warming up a little bit before you.
Yeah.
And then, so they're like, we won't really understand the full story of the dungeon.
Yeah, you know, like, if you really want to immerse yourself into it so that you see that the difficulty is ever increasing, if you jump right in at, you know, level 30 or whatever, you're in the mix so fast.
Yeah,
you know?
Is it all right if we go past the badgers?
That would be great, yeah.
Great.
Okay. Good.
Great, we'll hop in at 4 or something like that, and I think you'll still, you know, that's basically just the opening credits.
Good.
Oh, okay, great.
Excellent.
All right, if you'll follow me, gentlemen, I sleep over there, just FYI, I sleep over there. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's my little spot where
now, I thought
it's just a pile of bones.
I thought you didn't sleep anymore.
I'll take a load off.
Yes,
I like to get horizontal either way,
sure,
you know.
Right.
Like,
all right. Old habits die hard.
If you have any questions, this is mostly granite and schist right here. You can see some dolomite and zinc deposits slittered in.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of this is old stone. A lot of this is old stone igneous. Oh. Igneous rock.
Wow.
Yeah, I love rocks.
Yeah. We're thinking about punching a hole through that wall there and just making a little kind of wreck area. But
sure.
You know what? We get the funds and stuff like that.
Get some natural light in here, maybe?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
You know what you could do? If you knock out that wall and then put an island right here, you could have a whole kitchen area.
That's great.
Oh,
that opens up
right into the right.
And you can see your bed from that. You can kind of, you know, if you're having people over.
Get a spit, open flame, the whole deal. That would be nice.
It's a nice
thing about natural light in a dungeon, all skylights. all skylights.
Oh, yeah.
All skylights. Yeah. Or moonlights, which, you know.
Sure.
Oh, man, I hope the lunar sword isn't waxing right now. That could be.
That would be unfortunate.
Do you know it waxes and wanes?
No, I didn't. What does that mean?
Well, you could get down there and find that it's only about this big.
Oh, no.
Or you could get down there and find out about this big.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it moves. That's the thing about it. It moves with the phases of the moon.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to go down there. If on the off chance that it's a new moon tonight, the sword, you won't be able to see it.
Oh, boy.
Good.
Oh.
No good.
What if it's a half moon? Would it just be half a sword, just the hilt?
Oh, no, it stays in total in form. It just moves in size. Yeah.
Huh.
Except on the new moon night where it's just absolutely invisible. Anyway.
Is this velvet rope? Is this where we go behind?
VIP, get out of there.
Oh, wait, we're not allowed in there.
It's VIP.
What's in the, who are the VIPs?
Bottle service. You get the bottle service over there. Mucky Mucks.
Excuse me.
Councilman. Excuse
me. Oh, wait. Usador can go in the VIP
area? I'm
going to
get so much Dutch. Get out of there. Oh. Get out of there.
I'm just kidding around. I don't want to go back there.
Yeah, there was a major league panty party in there last night. So,
really?
Anyway, let's here, just come. Now that, if you wouldn't mind pushing on that stone right there, that oddly colored.
Oh, it goes in.
Yeah. Couldn't you tell by the way it stuck out different than all the rest of them?
It was a little weird.
Can we just go down these stairs?
Yep,
here?
There you go.
Send down
there.
Wow.
All right.
All these colors seem to be forming some sort of pattern. I'm going to say blue, yellow, green, yellow, red. Ah, the door opened.
All right.
Wonderful.
That's mostly storage right there.
Okay.
A lot of art.
Oh, hey, Clex.
Oh, hey.
Can I get that record album back that I lent you 2 weeks ago?
I don't have...
You didn't drop it or anything or lose it, did you?
You said it was for keeps. It was a keepsies.
Oh. Of course it isn't. Nothing more important to me than my...
Excuse me for one second. I have buddies here.
We
know ooze.
Oh, okay.
Well, that is ooze, right? There. I don't know if it's the same ooze.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could be a totally different ooze.
Wait a minute.
Did you come speak to us at the Vermilion Minotaur a while
Hold
back?
On for a second.
Did you digest the chicken?
We all have... Well, most of us have been digesting badgers.
Oh, nice.
Oh, heck. Guys, hi. Joe, different part of the ooze just told me about... All right, it's me. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Some of that ooze just came into me.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. It's good to see you again.
Hey.
So in some cases, ooze travels slow.
That's true, very true.
You guys, how'd you get down here?
I brought him down. I brought him. They're going after the lunar sword.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd you put that album? I'll just send somebody else up there to get it.
It's you're not going to be able to find it. I'll go get it later, and I swear to God you said it was keepsies, but fine. I will bring it back. Just give them a heads up, because I haven't been all the way down there. It was to some of the stuff. It gets major down there.
Well, you know, geez. Yeah, guys, I'm not sure if you're at all prepared for what you're about to sort of crawl into.
Oh, I am prepared. I have prepared for centuries. I have learned every spell. I have learned everything that I need to know to defeat not only the Dark Lord, but any beast or minion that doth throw itself in mine path, and I shall destroy it from outside in if necessary.
Okay, man. Pride cometh before the fall, all right?
Why? What's down there?
Just saying, get a little hubris there. Okay, listen.
They say you have to dress for the job you want.
True. You all look great.
All right, there you are.
But you're not wearing purple. You're not Usador the Purple.
Why would I be Usador the Purple?
Purple's the color of hubris.
No, I don't want the job of being proud. I want the job of being an amazing wizard.
Purple's the color of grapes, too.
That's a good point.
Yeah, dress for the fruit you want to eat.
Now, ooze, what sort of thing are we going to encounter?
I didn't have anything prepared for you guys.
Well, like Augie the Manticore, he's cool.
Yeah, sure. If you get to the Og Dog down there, he'll be pretty cool. You just got to tell him, you know, if Clax is still with you.
I'll make it that far.
Did you say Augie the Manticore?
Yeah, Og Dog Manticore.
That's my uncle.
What?
Your uncle?
Yeah, my mom's a manticore.
Oh.
Oh, Christ, why haven't we ever seen you down here before?
I've lost touch with him. I never talked to him.
Uh-huh. We had family day last month. No sign of you.
And
no,
Augie have any family here for family day?
Apparently he had a wife who I've never seen.
Oh.
A fox, too.
Like a literal fox?
No, no. I'll be more careful. No, a wife, a lady manticore that he's married to, but she's a looker.
A foxy manticore.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. So you're kin.
Oh, yeah.
You're kin of the dungeon folk.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, man. Well,
my cousin Kevin came. That was nice.
Oh, that is
I hadn't
nice.
Heard of him. I hadn't heard from him in a while.
Is he still alive or is he
Oh, yeah, very much so. Very
okay.
much so.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, is that great weird kid. For him, like, just to have a skeleton in a...
Not weird
That's
for me.
That's weird to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not weird for me.
Kevin,
guys, you cannot be rude. Honestly, yeah. ask me anything
so
you
sorry.
Want.
I'm so
Kevin
sorry.
House Martin or like a different last name? Cousin on a different side?
No, Kevin House Martin.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Great kid.
Great. Did he take over the business after you passed?
No, no, poor kid. He has no talent for craft.
Yeah.
He's a thinker. My, you know, thinker kid.
Yes, yeah.
Good brain. Good brain.
Good. That's good. Now, will I have to slay Chunt's uncle?
You know what? That's a very good question.
Thank you.
I would, Chunt, if you could, once we get down there, he's on level 7, so just a few more sort of passages down, you're probably going to get a whiff of him first.
Mm-hmm.
One of his tells is this terrible, terrible odor.
Okay.
So once you start to smell manticore, you're probably familiar with the smell.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'd say for the most part, it was like single digits, you can talk your way past a lot of these guys. You can sprint past a lot of these guys. Double digits, kill first, ask questions later.
Okay. Yeah, good to know.
Truly.
Good to know.
You know, I just thought of something. Chunt, we should have brought weapons. Like,
I'm sorry.
We didn't
Chunt has any weapons.
I have weapons.
You have weapons?
I have these claws. I have these teeth.
I just got a rope with a microphone around.
Oh, and I also have a dagger.
No.
And I have a mace.
Oh, okay.
Were you keeping those in your fur pockets?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that's great. So you're going to need those. You're going to need those.
Here, Arnold, take my sword.
Oh,
you have
wow.
a sword?
Be what? Very careful with
this
it.
This is heavy.
I'll use my staff and my magical prowess.
Okay, well, if you're not going to use the dagger or the mace, I'm going to leave these here, and I'm going to use my
war
hammer.
Whoa!
Where are you guys hiding all these things?
This is just strapped to my back.
I never noticed that.
You've never noticed my war hammer?
Never!
Chun's usually armed to the teeth.
I've never noticed in person or in fan art.
Don't you notice anytime I order crab, I'm always smacking it with that thing?
Oh, no.
And if you're going to throw me at anybody, warn me beforehand, I'll go elbows first.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Throwing some bows.
Pointy.
Yeah, pointy.
I wouldn't suggest leaving any weapons aside. I would take everything that you can possibly carry.
Okay.
There's a horrible bitch of a Hydra down there.
Oh, that's the Hydra that you hate, right?
It's a horror show.
She's not very nice to lose, is she?
No. She's the only creature in here that eats ooze.
Oh.
Yeah, stand up for yourself, man.
I've tried. We talked about this.
She used to work in the mailroom.
You guys get mail?
Well, yeah. Or no, we're not, you we're not animals.
You get mail.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're in a dungeon. We don't work in a pit.
Yeah, that's true. That's
good
true.
Lord.
Yeah. Ooze, I would love to meet this Hydra and cut off her head for you.
Oh, Merle.
But you know what happens then.
Two would grow back.
Yeah. The trick is to maybe if there's a chance that you could get enough ooze inside the Hydra, then we would be able to do our business before her horrible, effective digestion does her business to us.
Ooh.
Then we would carve out a hole inside the Hydra.
I mean, you're acidic. You're very difficult to...
Digest.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For everything else in this land.
Yeah.
Except for her.
To be fair, she used to not be as bad, but she lost a son.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And since then, she's just been tough to deal with.
Now I feel... Now I have some pathos for her.
That's part of the game. That's dungeon life, guys. That's dungeon life, boys. That happens.
Oh, not everything you have to kill down here is evil. Some things you're going to have to kill down here are a delight. Wonderful things.
Really?
I gotta admit, all the things I've met in the dungeon so far have not been evil.
Oh,
Flax, you're not evil. Ooze, you're not evil. Is anything
evil? Augie Doggy isn't evil.
Yeah. Those badgers fucking suck.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a 14-year-old girl on 36 who, given half a chance, will offer some cutting remarks your way.
Oh.
They'll say anything. I feel like they cut to the quick.
Oh, she'll hurt your feelings. Yeah. She's smart and she come up rich. So, you know, that kind of privilege makes it seem like she knows better. Yeah, she knows everything.
But isn't that a prison in itself?
I guess so. She grew up in the burbs, you know, so.
It seems like that privilege has given her something, but in a way it's truly limited.
Have I told you about the burbs? It's the burbling seas.
Just outside of town.
A lot of rich people live there.
Wow. Doesn't sound very pleasant.
Oh, no, it's beautiful.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk and walk. This is eight.
Yeah. You don't mind if I drag this sword? It's a little heavy.
Give that back.
Right. When I need it, I'll ask for it.
Maybe.
I tell you what, guys, I'm not going to follow you. I'm just going to go back inside the wall, and I'll see you every once in a while. I'll be following you, but may not exactly be me. So next time you see me, if I don't remember who you are, just give me a couple seconds, and I'll get right over to that part of the ooze.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I think I... Let me grab this torch. I'm going to move over here and light this torch. Oh, and that opened the door.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. I didn't know that was there.
Looks like I...
I didn't know that was there.
Oh, Chuffy's got something off her.
Amazing.
Yeah, the one torch wasn't out, so all you had to do is grab that one, light that. There's, you know... Look. I thought there might be like a little sound, but there wasn't. Like,
I've got to say, there are so many secret passages so far.
Isn't it great?
It's like every...
Spiders!
Whoa, spiders!
Smash, 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 smash.
Spiders!
Smash, smash. Wait, shit. We didn't talk to any of them. We don't know if they were evil.
No, I lit most of them up with a fireball.
Gotta
I think we'll
say,
be all right.
I mean, they were just regular spiders. That's a lot more scary than you were yelling about it.
Yeah, that scared me.
That was scary.
The yelling scared me.
Sorry.
Three spiders.
I wanted to react.
They're going to be a lot of those spiders.
Okay.
All right.
So little ones? Yeah.
You can't kill every bug.
No.
Well, I'm ready to do what must be done.
Plus, they're just eating flies. Otherwise, you kill all of them, there's going to be tons of flies down here.
Oh, hey, Clutch.
Hey, who's?
Can you get me that album back?
We just went over this. Check with the rest of the ooze, because someone told me it was keepsies.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Why would I give you something that
someone
I
Someone told me it was keepsies.
Yep. Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, ooze.
Hey, ooze.
How's it going so far?
We haven't really done anything.
Oh.
Do they have record albums on Earth?
Yeah, we have, like, they play music.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
What do they
that's
do?
That's weird.
What do they do on Foon?
Well, It's a large tome. You just record your thoughts in it.
Oh.
Some people put scraps of pictures in there.
Uh-huh. Scraps
it's mostly
pictures.
Personal stuff, so I have no idea why Clax would think that you could keep it.
I've trapped some of my own thoughts in there now. Okay. I've made some of my own thought touch points
lovely.
In there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just put it on like a spinny dais so that we can all, everyone in the dungeon can write their thoughts in it.
That's not a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not.
You all get to know each other a little bit better.
Yeah, that's exactly
learn
what
your
I'm thinking.
Intimate thoughts. Yeah. It'd be like the ooze, but with everyone.
So this is 12.
Oh, great.
Oh,
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we just,
Millipedes!
smash.
Oh, God. Not every bug.
All right. They just creep me out.
All right. Okay, hey, look. There's this big branch here. I'm going to push it.
Wow, it broke.
Yeah, it didn't.
Oh, wait. I'm going to go down this green pipe. I'll be right back.
Hold on. What? He just went down a pipe. Hey, Chunt!
We throw waste down there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's like the plumbing. That's usually capped.
You might want to come back up from there.
That smells so bad.
I thought there might be some coins or something. I don't know, gold.
You smell like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, there's usually a lid on that. That's supposed to keep that from happening.
Guys, heads up. Do not go down the green pipe.
I shall not.
Yeah, those were gray when they started. Those that just
turned green.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. There seems to be a pattern here on this floor. Here, Arnold, step on that tile.
Okay.
Clax, go step over on that one to your right.
Yep, on it.
Okay, Chunt, go to the one right behind me.
On it.
Okay, now everyone, step to your left, step to your right. Take a step forward.
Yeah.
And another shuffle to the left.
Yeah.
All right, the door opened.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Oh.
dungeon's a lot of doors.
Yeah, it's a lot of doors.
It's mostly doors and hallways.
Yeah.
What were you guys expecting?
I thought we'd be fighting a lot more monsters, honestly.
Yeah, I forgot.
What's taking you so long to get through this?
I'm mostly stalactites.
Guys, what day is today?
Wednesday?
Oh, a lot of people are on vacation.
Oh, really?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's good for ease, but you're really not going to get the full dungeon experience, so our apologies,
really
for that.
I care about results.
Okay, great.
Oh, wait. Something on the floor here. It says, only the penitent man may pass?
Penitent man?
Penitent
man. Wait, here. Let me try kneeling.
I know Derek Penitent. I know Damien Penitent.
Wait, say that again?
I know Derek Penitent.
Well, hey, the door opened.
Oh! All right, the kneeling thing.
Finally, that guy came in handy for something.
Kneel when it says the Penitent.
Neil Penitent?
Yeah.
Do you know Neil Penitent?
Chunt. Is there a Neil Penitent?
Ooh. Yeah, there's Neil Penitent.
Chunt!
Hello, Chunt. It's Augie.
Unky Augie.
Unky Augie.
Why didn't you come on Family Day?
I didn't know. I haven't talked to you in a while, and I feel like it would make for just awkward small talk.
Hey, Augie. There's an album up here, up on the upper floor that you can sign now.
Oh, is there now?
Did you hoard all those savory biscuits from Family Day?
Yeah, I did. Is that a problem, Klaus?
Classic. Yeah, because there was 200 of them, and then all of a sudden we turned around and there were like 20 of them left.
You know what? Most of the things in this dungeon don't even eat. Do you eat?
I eat my feelings.
Yeah, right.
Klax.
No.
It's just an old habit for you. You don't need food. I need food. Do you need food, Ooze?
Of course I don't, but I eat so much, but I don't need to.
Then let me have some food. I hoard it because you dissolve it, or you chomp it up and it falls down and you have a big laugh about it because it falls through your rib cage. It looks hilarious.
Sounds like a xylophone.
But you're wasting food.
Did you cleanse your tail?
Yeah.
We didn't smell you.
Well, I was filling in on 18 today. I wanted to make a good impression.
Wow. I mean, you look at home.
Well,
honestly,
thank you.
You look at home down here.
Well, thank you. You're going to have to battle me to the death.
Aww.
What? Dog. I'm showing my friends around.
I'm filling in today. I want to show off a little bit.
Okay.
I want to show what I'm capable of. I want to move down in the world.
Okay, I'm coming for you.
Okay, I'm just going to step around him.
Oh, yeah.
Good. That's Kiyagi, please.
I'm Kiyagi,
thank you for trying, Ooze.
I'm not done trying. The thing is, he loses focus and he forgets that I'm ever around. You can't step over something constantly. At some point, you just kind of lose track of where the ooze is. Don't lose the ooze.
All right. He's not going to hurt me. Look, Chun, I'm sorry that it comes down to this, but I think you're going to have to kill me. That's what it is. Are you one of your friends here?
No, Unky Agi, I'm not going to kill you.
Fear not.
Yusidar.
I shall step up and murder this foul beast.
Yusidar, I forgot you were here.
Oh, please
you're
don't.
You're so quiet. I forgot you were here.
Oh, must I announce myself to every creature and beast that presents itself? Nay, I sneak up and I destroy them while they're not even paying attention.
Well, then go for it, man. Go for it. What do you got? Bring it.
How about a fireball?
All right, well, I'm fireproof, so...
Oh, wow.
The hell with that.
You, sir, give me your sword. Yeah, here, take the sword.
All right.
Oh, this is really heavy.
Ugh.
Oh, your friend can't pick up his sword, Chun.
Friend's a strong word. Listen, Unky Agi, please. Hey, how about next year I come to Family Day, you know, I write more. Obviously, you know, I didn't know you guys received mail, so my bad.
You'll come to Family Day?
I'll come to Family Day, please.
Keep them talking, boys.
Please?
Here, Chun. I'm going to give you a savory biscuit.
Aw, thank you.
And you know what, Clax? Here, you can have one too. Watch this. This is hilarious.
It's not funny. Don't watch me while I eat.
No, it's funny.
Don't watch me while
Come
I
on,
eat.
It's funny.
I get shy. Don't watch me while I eat. I know what it's going to do. You want to know what it's going to do? It's going to fall down my mouth and whack off my pelvic bone and then end up on the floor.
Fine, you may pass. But only because you're family.
Thanks, Agagi. Love you.
Yeah, love you too. Bye-bye.
Hey, is anybody down? Is anybody down lower?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Because I didn't know how many people were off.
I'm going to go down this chute.
Whee!
What?
The Hydra is working today.
No.
Well, we defeated one creature.
Yeah, mostly we just refused to engage with it.
I shot a fireball
That's
right
true.
At it.
That is true.
This sword is heavy. Give it back.
All right, there you go. But the lunar sword, how heavy is the lunar sword?
Oh, it's... There's... There's a lot of myth attached to it. It might be weightless.
Oh, good.
It's fully possible that it is created just from light.
Uh-huh.
But still does the damage as though it's made from, you know, steel or, you know, mithril. Uh-huh. Or,
yes,
you know,
my research would lead me to believe that what this skeleton says to you is true.
It also has a small gravitational force around it.
Oh.
It pulls things towards it.
Oh.
As kids, we were led to believe it was made of cheese.
Guys, come down the chute, please. I need help.
Okay. Here, I'm coming.
Stuff Arnold down the chute.
It's a very tight chute. I'm sorry. All right. Hey, don't have to kick me.
I'm going
to
shrink you.
What? Ah.
Set a thing, bro. Yeah.
Drunken Arnie in the shoot, in the shoot. Drunken Arnie in the shoot, in the shoot. Drunken Arnie in the shoot, in the shoot.
Everyone, shut up.
Oh.
Hi, bitches. It's Denise.
How are you, Denise?
I'm fine. How are you idiots doing?
Ugh.
Is this the 14-year-old girl?
Is it the 14-year-old girl? That's what you sound like. That's what you sound like. Excuse me, what size shirt is that?
It's an extra, extra large.
It's a little tight.
Can't be.
Lunasword? What's a Lunasword?
It's gotta be a
She does speak the truth. It is a bit tight. Listen to me now, Denise.
I'm not as fat as people would guess listening to this podcast.
It is time.
Even though you're super tiny right now, I can still tell that shirt is tight.
I'll make you correct size again. Grun.
Oh, fuck. Worse. What's in your bones here? Is it parts of biscuits?
That halter top's inappropriate on you.
You eating some of your feelings, huh? My halter top is inappropriate?
Yeah.
I saw you staring.
For a girl your age, that's inappropriate.
14 is a woman.
No, it's not.
No, it's just not.
14 is a woman.
Don't say that.
Mm-hmm. Roar.
No.
Don't roar at me. Respect your elders.
Denise, why aren't you on break? Why are you here working?
Well, I was going to go home to Oki, but I just feel like I don't want to see my family or anything right now. So I just asked them to send me some money.
Well, that's super sad.
Yeah, I guess it is sad.
I mean, not to have a family that you want to go see. I mean, why wouldn't you make a special effort? Is there something wrong? Is there a hole somewhere?
I mean, I guess there's...
Get around her, boys. Walk around her really slow.
Yeah, I guess it started when I was 6 and I felt like I needed my mother's validation, but she never really spent any time.
Talk it out.
Yeah.
Wow, that was...
All right, and this is 23.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, nice job.
Wow.
Well done, Ooze.
They all want to talk about themselves, and so you just kind of let them and give them their space.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened to Chunt, though.
I'm right here.
Oh,
hey.
Sorry, I started to hold my Warhammer in the front, and now I feel like I'm hidden behind it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that thing eclipses you.
Well, I suppose you could have smashed her into bits with the Warhammer.
Yeah.
I'm glad I just talked her out of it.
Yeah.
I've always thought of the dungeon as a dark place because it was so far underground. It's dark because it's just emotionally tragic.
Yeah.
That's the real challenge.
The people we've met haven't been evil so much as kind of sad.
But it's just sad. Really unfortunate.
Yeah. I think it's just the work environment that leads to that. I mean, if we worked in a more cheery place, I imagine... We'd be a more cheery, positive type of person. What if this had, natural light and grasses, not lichen and flowing water that was pure and delicious? No more stinky green waste pipes?
Yeah. But you know what? That's not on you guys. That's whoever runs this dungeon, right? Like, they set the tone for this workplace.
This dungeon's starting to really feel like a dungeon.
Or for the first time ever.
Guy, hey, yeah. Come up. Guys, up here.
No, yeah.
What?
Climb up here.
Whoa.
I found if you go past the bricks a little bit here, or the rock, there's 3 pipes.
They're not green. I'm not going down.
And there's
those
numbers
pipes
above each one.
Uh-huh.
This one says 50, this one says 75, and this one says 100. Let's just try it.
Should we go to 100?
There's also a flute here, but I don't want to play that.
Yeah, if you guys want to give it a shot.
Sure.
I mean, this is basically as far as I've been. You know, usually I'm toast by now, so.
I'm going down 100.
Right, I was going to say something. Well, China, I was
going
to say.
I'm going down 100.
Well, Clax, I was going to say.
I'll see you down there.
All right, I'm heading back to the front gate.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Clax.
I think I've been as much use as I possibly could. Frankly, I'm surprised we all made it this far.
Clax. Why do you feel like you can't go further?
Oh, it's just... This is for formidable foes and creatures of great power and strength, and I am what I am. I'm the undead remains of an upholsterer. It's not my place.
But you know what, Clax? Look at me.
Reupholsterer!
Clax, look at me. I'm not a hero either. I'm just a slightly overweight guy from Chicago who spent a year and 9 months hanging out in a tavern not doing anything.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
It's a good question. It's a good question. But look, fuck heroes. Adventures can't just be for, like, the chosen heroes. Why don't we go and have an adventure? Why can't we get the Lunar Sword?
The possible repercussions of me going further are not nearly as bad as they could be for you. I mean, I've been blown apart and pieced back together 100 times. I'd hate to see anything happen to you. I really would. I've grown quite fond of you and your buddies. I mean, I got friends now. Mm. And I don't want to see anything happen to you. Is the Lunar Sword worth all that?
I mean, probably not. But I said I was going to do it, and I said it a really long time ago. And I said it in front of, like, listeners, and I kind of feel like I'm sort of failing if I don't do it. Well, I haven't done anything.
That's an oath you must uphold.
Usador!
Well, I got it.
Fucking hell.
That was amazing. That was the most satisfying moment of my life.
That was the most satisfying.
That Hydra blew apart. It was the most beautiful sword.
Wait, you get the Hydra?
You stepped up to the plate, baby. You've confronted your fears.
To see
a full Hydra dissolve while sprouting, it was the most incredible. Oh my gosh.
I could not have defeated her without you.
I would never been in the room without you two guys.
That was amazing.
I feel like that is a bond we have formed. Us three living through that together. I will never forget this night. I will never forget this moment. I will never forget the two of you.
I shall never forget the two of you.
I'm rejuvenated with purpose.
Is there anything else down there that I could?
Huh?
Is there like a...
Like there's scraps?
Is there like a knife or something?
A knife?
I don't know. Is there like a magical crown?
Here, buddy. I think a tourist dropped this. Here's a Luna Sword. I found a little Luna Sword.
Uh-huh. No. Keep the Luna Sword yourself, Chunt. That's your little prize.
Thank you.
Arnold, I already have a sword. My gift unto you.
Is your previous sword?
No, the Lunar Sword.
Oh, gotcha. Just say that.
He can't lift the other one up. This one doesn't weigh anything.
You're right. This doesn't weigh anything. Thank you.
And actually, it does have a small gravitational pull. So, Arnie, I think everyone that comes near you while you're holding the sword will be attracted to you in some small way.
Hey, Ooze. Hold on a second. Don't move. My rib!
Okay. I gotta go.
What a scamp.
Ooze, you clearly have some weird thing about Clax. Just collecting and keeping his stuff.
Well, what else are we gonna do down
here? And I guess
here?
That my mom wouldn't let me get a piercing, so I ran away. Oh. And I got a piercing, and when I came home, my dad grounded me because he was like, "What are you doing to your face?"
Sorry, I had to kill something.
No, that's what it's used for. That's what it's used for.
Although, she was pretty young.
Yeah, she's 14.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
So much child death. Thought that would be redeeming, but it really just kind of made it worse, huh?
Feel good about yourself to kill a 14-year-old girl?
No, I don't! Well.
Real hero there, Arnie. I guess, yeah, that's what real heroes do. All right, I'm heading back up.
Oh, God,
This was supposed to be your crowning moment.
I know. This is supposed to really turn things around for me. No more angry emails for old Arnie.
I'm not dead. I'm just...
Oh, okay.
Head is detached from my body.
Okay, here. Can I put your head back on? Does that help?
Could you?
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, could you? I bet he can't even.
You're funny. Can't even. You're funny.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go home to Oki.
Okay.
Bye.
Lilas.
Oh, sorry, gentlemen. I left without reading. Thank you for joining us in the dungeon. We hope you had a great time. If you did, tell your friends about us. Remember that we are legally not bound to anything that may happen to you here. Please come back any old time. Thanks again, the staff.
We don't need to buy any of these etchings that you made of us.
I kind of want the wand.
Oh, well, wait, I didn't know about the etchings.
Yeah, went through all the trouble.
I know.
Here's us grabbing the lunar sword. They got an etching right when we grabbed the lunar sword.
Here's you jumping into poop tube.
All right, I'll buy that one.
My eyes are closed in most of these etchings.
I'll take all of them. Here you go. Here's some gold.
Well, I think the equipment test worked well, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to ever upload this episode. I just don't want people on
to know
Earth.
You killed a 14-year-old girl.
I don't want
tried
people on
to.
Earth to know that I tried to kill a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, that doesn't look great. Arnold, you made it very far in the dungeon. You should be very proud of yourself.
Yeah, the fact that you left the tavern is amazing. You should feel so good about yourself.
And now you have a weapon that you're capable of wielding.
Yeah.
And we can train with it these next 4 weeks and prepare you for battle against the Dark Lord.
You're right. I'm going to have so many opportunities to do great things and to help out and to defeat the Dark Lord. We're leaving in 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's a month.
Well, looks like someone read Save the Cat. What a ride. I'm sure we can expect lots more rollicking adventures before we return to the magical equivalent of fresh air. Usador the Lighter Blue was played by Matt Young. If shouting were balloons, every word from Matt's mouth is New Year's Eve. Chunt the King of the Badgers was played by Adil Rafai. Where does Chunt's anemic social life end and Adil's begin? Klax the Skeleton was played by special guest TJ Jagodowski. Fun fact, through Chicago, TJ is known as a mediocre improviser, passable, but he is known as the strongest. TJ once lifted 4 people over his head while orchestrating a transaction scene that negated many of the rules established in earlier beats. The Ooze was played by special guest Paul Grandi. Paul is currently taking applications for his 6-month improv masterclass, scene painting for every occasion. If the devil is in the details, let Grandi drag you to hell. Craig, finish up here and give some love to the sound designer. Designers. This week, they finally started pulling their weight.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. And in this episode, just a whole lot of additional audio effects. Additional sound design. Additional being awesome by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. If you've been living under a rock and have not heard about the Magic Tavern spinoff podcast Offices and Bosses, go to howl.fm/magic to listen to it. It's already been really great, really funny. I mean, I know I'm sort of biased because I'm, you know, always listening to these guys in the space station. But then I'm sort of an expert because I listen to them so much, and this is really good stuff. So you're going to want to go listen to it. And in fact, you can listen to it right now. Here's a clip from the second episode with Crom the Fingarian playing Offices and Bosses.
That's very rude.
Oh, really?
You don't want to make me.
I was going to say, Crom, as you're at the bar, Aaron approaches you.
Aaron the brownhead?
Yes, brownhead guy Aaron approaches you. And he's like, wow, I heard about your buddy John. That's too bad.
Yeah, terrible. What's the marketing department going to do that leaves a big gap?
Yeah, it does. I'm sure they'll have to find some way to fill that in.
Yeah, it's a shame. If only they could find someone that knew how to speak to the more technical components of the company, you know, who had the language of the technical side, but the marketing skills, the creative mind of a marketing manager.
Well, that really is a core competency. You know, it's nice to hear you say those kinds of things. Maybe we should have a face-to-face sometime.
I would love that.
Okay.
Can I get something on your calendar?
Sure, yeah.
Great.
You know what? Here's my phone right here. I'm going to run to the bathroom. Will you watch my phone?
Sure. I'll look after your phone when you're in the bathroom.
If you want to hear more or figure out what happened in the first episode, all of the episodes are going to be available on Howl, the Earwolf app. Just go to howl.fm/magic and sign up today. Boy, I'm sort of like the pitch man of the show these days, huh? Do you guys think I could parlay this into a career in advertising when I get down off the space station? Which will happen. It's going to happen. I'm going to get home, so don't... It's going to happen. Okay. See you next week.